This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcasts on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us not only today, but every day this week as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now today and all of this week, we continue with our series on Bible doctrine. And as you know, Dr. Green has broken this great series into subtopics. And today, and all this week, and all of next week, we will be discussing the Great Tribulation Period. So stay tuned for that in just a moment. But before that, we're going to hear two songs, Pentecostal Power and Lead Me, Savior. Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
Lord, send the old-time power, the Pentecostal power. Thy floodgates of blessing on us throw open wide. Lord, send the old-time power, the Pentecostal power. That sinners be converted and thy name glorified. Lord, as of old at Pentecost, thou didst thy power display with cleansing, purifying flame. Descend on us today, Lord, send the old-time power, the Pentecostal power. Thy floodgates of blessing on us throw open wide. Lord, send the old-time power, the Pentecostal power. That sinners be converted and thy name glorified. For mighty works for thee prepare and strengthen every heart. Come take possession of thine own and nevermore depart. Before thy throne we wait, thy promise we believe, and will not let thee go until the blessing we receive. Lord, send the old-time power, the Pentecostal power, thy floodgates of blessing on us throw open wide. Lord, send the old-time power, the Pentecostal power, that sinners be converted and thy name glorified.
Astray, And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our gracious Heavenly Father. As we open thy word today, I pray that you'll defeat the devil and may Christ have the preeminence, the honor, the glory, the praise, and may someone, somewhere, receive Jesus as personal Savior. We ask it in his name. Amen. Daniel spoke of a time of tribulation such as had never been nor ever will be repeated in chapter 12 of Daniel. In Daniel, we also learn of the origin of the Gentiles. We have that record of that in Daniel. Now, in Revelation 11, there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein, but the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Now, Daniel also speaks of this in the very last part of the prophecy, Daniel, in chapter 12, the last part of it. He speaks of 42 months or 1,260 days. Now, let me point out briefly, we have studied the nature of the tribulation, the source of the tribulation, and the purpose of the tribulation. Now, last we discussed the purpose of the tribulation. Now, today we're going to begin discussing the time of the great tribulation. Many teach that it is going on now, but according to the Bible, this is certainly untrue. The tribulation is not going on now. Believers have trials and tribulation, but this is not the great tribulation. Now, we read, and I've read it several times, and therefore I will not read it today, but in Daniel 9, 24 through 27, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, and upon the holy city to finish the transgression, make an end of sins, make reconciliation for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the most holy. Now, I read verse 24. That's Daniel 9, 24. I want you to read the rest of the chapter, especially if you have not read it already on previous broadcasts. Now then, let me point out that the 70 weeks referred to here are literally 70 sevens of years. Now, I'll show you later, maybe not today, but on the next broadcast, probably I will give you scriptures that prove beyond any shadow of doubt that these weeks are not days, that is 7 days, but 7 years. I'll do that later. I'll give you the scripture. I have it. I have it jotted down, and I'll give it to you. Now, prophecy of the 70 weeks has to do with Daniel's people. In other words, the people of Daniel, and of course, that is the nation Israel. And Daniel's city is the holy city. Now, I think someone misunderstood me. You know, if you don't listen carefully, I realize it's hard to get everything I say. I realize sometimes I talk fast. I try to go slow. I've tried my best to slow down, and I think I have slowed down a little bit. But I realize it's hard to get everything, but someone misunderstood me some days ago. Now, I made the statement, and it's true, that Jerusalem is the center of the earth prophetically. Everything points to Jerusalem. I mean by that, the origin, that is, the Antichrist will appear there. And it will be the center of his reign. However, the tribulation will reach to the ends of the earth and will affect every person upon the face of the earth at that time. But this prophecy, 70 weeks of sevens, 7 years, and that'll be 490, of course, it has to do with Daniel's people and Daniel's city. Now, in the account, and I didn't read all of it. I want you to read all of it. Beginning with verse 24, read the rest of the chapter. In verse 25 and 26, we have two princes mentioned. And they are not to be confused. Do not confuse these two men or rulers. Now listen. One, the first, of course, is named Messiah the Prince. Now that's in verse 25. That's Jesus. Messiah the Prince. That's the first prince, but there are two. And the second one is described as the Prince that shall come. That's verse 26. And he will come. And in the eyes of the world, he'll be a prince. He will be a super prince, a superman, a super ruler. He will be super in every aspect of what he is and what he does. Because he will be the greatest and the most powerful miracle worker since Jesus went back to the Father. Now that's in verses 25 and 26. Prince number one is the Messiah. Prince number two is the prince that shall come. Right? Now, the entire period, 70 weeks, are divided into three lesser periods or segments. Now listen. First, we have a period of 7 weeks. Now that's 49 years. And then we have the second segment or the second period, and it, of course, adds up to 62 weeks. So that means 62 weeks. Now you find this in verses 25 and 27. 7 weeks and then 62, or rather, well, yes, 62 weeks, which adds up to 62 weeks of sevens. The beginning of the period of 70 weeks is definitely spelled out and definitely pinpointed and fixed. And remember, Daniel was God's prophet, and God spoke to him, so God definitely pinpointed the beginning of the 70 weeks. Here it is, the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem. Now, in my commentary on Revelation, we have that outlined, all of it. And if you have that book, you can look in and see the time. Now then, the end of the 70 weeks, the 7 weeks and 62 weeks, which adds up to 69. Now let me give you that again. The end of the 7 weeks, the first period, and 62 weeks, the second period, adds up to 69. 60 is 20, and 2 makes 1 score is 20, 60, and 2 added to 60, 62, and 7 added that 69 weeks. And it will be marked by the coming of the Prince of Israel. Now that's in verse 25, Daniel 9, 25. So the coming of the Prince pinpoints, I'm talking about the true prince, not the counterfeit, but the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, the Prince of Israel, that marks the beginning of the 70 years. Now, after the 62 weeks, which follows the first period, 7 weeks, 69 weeks, after 69 weeks of years, we read that the prince will be cut off. Jerusalem will be destroyed by the people of another prince who is yet to come. Now that's in verse 26. And we know that Jesus came. He lived 33 and a half years and he was cut off. And Jerusalem was destroyed, completely destroyed, and there was not one stone left upon another stone. After these two important events, the last week remains. After the coming of the prince, after the prince is cut off and Jerusalem is destroyed, the beginning of which will be, we have the last week, that's the 70th. This that I've mentioned takes in 69 weeks. Now, I know that this is not as interesting as some other parts of prophecy, but if you ever understand prophecy, you must. It is absolutely necessary that you accept and understand the 70 weeks of prophecy determined upon Daniel's people and Daniel's city. And if you don't get that in your mind, you cannot understand God's program for the future. after these two important events, the coming of the Messiah and the Messiah cut off and the city destroyed, we have the 70th week. And the beginning of the 70th week will be marked by the establishment of a covenant, we would say a treaty, between the prince that will come and the Jewish nation in Israel now, and the nation is there. I don't mean all the Jews, but Israel is a recognized nation now, and it is recognized by the nations of the world, except, of course, the Arab world. But this prince that will come will establish a covenant, make a treaty for 7 years. It'll be a 7-year treaty or 1 week. Now, that's in verse 27. In the middle of the 7 weeks of years, he will cause the sacrifice, the Jewish sacrifice, to cease. And he will pour out wrath and desolation upon the Jewish people. Now, you know, and I know, some of you will resent what I'm saying, but it's truth. You know that the Jewish people and the people who have been scattered to the ends of the earth, during the past centuries, they have suffered from the percentage, the number of people, compared to other peoples, the Gentiles, for instance. They've suffered more than any nation on the face of the earth, and they are still suffering in many nations today, and they are now not only in Israel, the state of Israel, but they are in every nation under heaven and every island of the sea. You'll find the Jewish people. Now, when the prince breaks the covenant, and when he forbids the sacrifice any longer, then it is that all hell will break out right here upon this earth. Now, Bishan, that last week, and it will be shortened, and if it was not shortened, if the reign of the Antichrist was not shortened by the Christ, there would not be any flesh saved on the earth. But it will be shortened, and then immediately after this horrible, bloody butcher and suffering right here upon this earth, the nation is promised 6 blessings. That is, of course, part of them have already been fulfilled. Now, to finish up the transgressions, make an end of sins, make reconciliation for iniquity. Now, Jesus Christ took the place of the transgressor. That is, he died. He was wounded for our transgressions. He died for our transgressions. Jew, Gentile, rich, poor, black, white, red, yellow, whosoever, he died for transgressions. And to make an end of sins. Now, of course, that has already been fulfilled so far as God is concerned. Let me tell you something, beloved. You will not be able to understand the Word of God unless you recognize that God is the eternal now. What do I mean by that? God is, he has always been, he had no beginning. God has, oh, now you can't, I can't take that in. God had no beginning. In the beginning, God was already when the beginning was. And the finite mind can't put that on paper. You can't put that in a computer and get the answer. But unless you recognize that God is, always has been, always will be, and God lives, loves, operates now. And everything that will happen from now throughout eternity, God knows it, and so far as God's concerned, it is as it has already happened. Let me give you a verse of scripture to, if you'll listen carefully now. For unto us a son is born. A child is born. A son is given. For unto us a child is born. Not will be, but is. Now those words were spoken 7 centuries before the baby was born. A son is given. Not will be given, but is given. Those words were spoken 7 centuries before the Son was given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. See? And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor and so forth. Now, so far as God is concerned, and you are finite, God is infinite, but he lives, he loves, he operates in the eternal right now, this split second. So far as God is concerned, when Jesus died, transgressions were finished, sins were paid for, and reconciliation for all ungodliness and iniquity was made in the death, in the shed blood of Jesus. Now, that was the first coming. When he comes again, he will bring in everlasting righteousness. There'll be no end. It's true that we'll reign 1,000 years right here upon this earth, but then, after the battle of Gog and Magog, we will enter the eternal kingdom. The millennium will go into the eternal kingdom after the battle of Armageddon. Eat everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision and prophecy. That will be the fulfillment of all prophecy. And anoint the most holy. He will be King of kings and Lord of lords forever and ever and ever and ever. So the blessings follow the suffering. Now the time will be, listen now, 70 weeks are determined. 7, 3 score and 2. And that makes 69, and they have been literally fulfilled to the letter. If you'll study the references that I give to you, and if you'll use the Scofield Bible and study the references at the bottom of the page and run these references throughout the Old Testament, you'll see that these scriptures prove that 69 of these weeks have been literally fulfilled to the letter in every minute detail, and the 70th one will begin. The rapture occurs. The church is removed. Then the false Messiah, the prince that will come, will appear and make a covenant with Israel. Father, help precious people who listen to the Gospel Hour today realize how near the coming of Jesus must be. Save the lost, reclaim the backslidden, and bless every believer in Jesus' name. He's worthy. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close today, I want to tell you about our new gift offer for this week, Gift Offer Y. Now, Gift Offer Y contains a book that we have just reprinted. It was out of print, as well as 2 compact discs containing 2 sermons by my dad preached to a live audience, and I'm also sending you 5 copies of a very relevant, needed today, soul-winning booklet. And all of this is available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $15 or more. I hope you can send a little more. If you enjoy the Gospel Hour and want to see it stay on the air and on the internet, the only way we can do that is through your donation. So please send as much as you can. However much you can send will be used and appreciated. But if you can send a donation of at least $15 and ask for Gift Offer Y, I'm going to send you first the book I mentioned has just been reprinted, Russia, Israel, and the End, a book on prophecy by my dad, 72 pages long, written many years ago, but of course it's as up to date as if it was written yesterday, and we have updated some of the facts and figures in comparison, so you can see the book is still very, very up to date. I would like to read just a portion of the foreword. Because they identified my dad mainly with his public speaking, many people never realized and he was also a well-versed Bible scholar. In pulpit, he preached the simple plan of salvation. In his books, he gives us his insight into the hidden treasures of the Bible, which only intensive study can reveal. This book on prophecy is just such a book. So, a great introduction to the book. Then, we have two sermons my dad preached in the Big Green Tent back in the 50s and early 60s. The first one, God's calendar has only 2 days. What are those days? You'll find out in this great sermon. Then we have the Tomb of Time and the Mortuary of the Devil, a very important sermon for everyone to hear, especially those without Christ. The Tomb of Time and the Mortuary of the Devil. Finally, I'm going to send you 5 copies of our soul-winning booklet, Fear Hath Torment. 5 copies of that to send around to others. So to get all of this, just ask for offer Y and send your gift of at least $15. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.